Amen. If you'll take your Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, I may be the old man, but it's only by a few months. So I was just in Cleveland this last week, and I'm the youngest of my two brothers, and we went to church on Sunday, and one of the fellows at the church asked my dad if Pete was his youngest son. So I don't know what that says about me. I think it has something to do with this gray hair that I've got here. So I'm considering making some changes in the new year and adding some hair dye. So if you see some things, you know, jet black hair or something like that, you'll know what happened there. But just trying to look younger these days. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 this evening. And if you also turn to John chapter 10 and then Psalm 23, kind of have your fingers in those areas. We're going to move quickly this evening. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. The Bible says there in verse 9, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor." And I love this part of the verse, "that ye through his poverty might be rich." I'll read that one more time. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." And I want to title this message tonight, "You're Rich, It's Time to Start Living Like It." You're rich. It's time to start living like it. Hear this context of this passage. Obviously, it's a passage on giving. Paul is speaking to the church there at Corinth about their giving, and he first uses the example of the Macedonian church, who gave well beyond themselves. The Lord had helped them, and they had given well beyond themselves. And then he comes to this verse, and he gives them the example of Christ's sacrificial gift, the idea of Christ coming to this earth and dying on the cross so that we might be saved. And I want to say this tonight, through salvation, we as Christians receive a great wealth, don't we? Through salvation, through what he's done for us. Thank God for the idea of knowing we'll spend eternity with God in heaven through salvation. But listen, I want you to understand, not only do we have the riches of heaven, but we have the riches of God's grace as we live this Christian life on a daily basis. I wonder if someone came to you tonight and going into the new year, they offered you a great sum of money. And they said, "This sum of money is such that you'll never have to worry about finances again the rest of your life." We might begin to think about that. I remember as a boy growing up, my grandfather was always filling out those Publishers Clearinghouse envelopes and sending them in. And I think he dreamed about Ed McMahon coming to his door with a camera crew and balloons and a big check and making all his financial dreams come true. But the idea there, some might say, "Well, I'd buy a bigger house. I'd upgrade in my living situation." Or some might say, "You know, I would actually drive a reliable car. I'd drive a car that I wouldn't have to worry about. It'd have that new car smell and everything on it." There might be some that would say, "You know, I would no longer clip coupons. I'd forget about the Sunday circular and I'd just go to the grocery store and I wouldn't worry about that." Or maybe someone might say, "You know, I would never shop at the clearance rack again. I'd go into the store and I would buy whatever clothes I wanted, regardless of how much they cost." And the truth is, as we think about that, no doubt if that was came to us, if a great sum of money came to us, maybe our style of living would go up in some ways. And yet, while that most likely will never happen, I want to remind you tonight, if you're saved, you're rich in that which really matters. You're rich in the things of God. And listen, as Christians, our life ought to reflect that. The day you got saved, the largest transfer of wealth that has ever taken place took place in your life. The Bible says Christ became poor so that you might become rich. Christ came here to this earth to die on the cross so that you would receive the riches of his grace and live this life with those riches. Understand that you receive the riches of the creator of the universe. I want you to turn over to John in chapter 10. I love this passage, and I want you to see what Jesus says here in John chapter 10. He says in verse 10, the Bible says there, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." The idea of an abundant life, that word abundant means beyond measure. You see, Christ desires that you would live a life that really couldn't be quantified or measured here in mere words. That you'd go through this life and rejoicing in him and enjoying the riches of his grace here on this earth, that you would live that Christian life that's above measure. And yet, I want you to think about it this way. Often the life he desires that we live and the life that we truly live are two different things. You see, many Christians are rich men living like paupers. They have the riches of God's grace at their disposal. They have the walk with God and all these things at their disposal. And they live like paupers here on this earth, live like beggars, live much like the world lives, because we're not taking advantage of the riches of his grace. John defines this, and I want to just give you just a couple things from this passage. In John in chapter 10, some of the riches of his grace, he talks about, first of all, a personal relationship with the creator of the universe. Now just stop and think about that for a minute. God desires a personal relationship with his children. A walk. He desires that we come to him. I love in verse 3 of John chapter 10, the Bible says, "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name." Just stop and think about the idea that the creator of the universe knows you personally today. He desires to have a fellowship and a walk with you tonight. And God desires this personal relationship, and we ought to desire it as well. But I'll tell you this, listen, if we're not careful, the cares of this life can rob us of that personal relationship. The times that we go through can keep us from calling upon God and from walking with him. I see another thing in this, another part of this passage, a personal guide as we navigate this life. A personal guide that he desires to be to us as we navigate this life. Look at the end of verse 3 going into verse 4. The Bible says, "And leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." We have the guidance of a shepherd as we live this life. That's one of the riches of the grace that he has given to us as we live this life, that we can walk with him and he can lead us along our way. And yet I want to say again, listen, if we're not careful, the cares of this life will rob us of his guidance. We'll get caught up in the things that are around us, and instead of looking to him, we'll look at those things that were right in front of our face. And then I see here, it's a personal security guard that ensures our peace and safety. Look at verse 7. "Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." He says there's peace and there's safety and there's security as you live the Christian life, as you rest within the shepherd's care. And what a blessing, because again, all of these things that we've studied tonight, a personal relationship with the creator of the universe, a personal guide as we navigate this life, a personal security guard that ensures peace and safety. Listen, even if you had a great sum of money, you can't go to the store and purchase these things. They're not for sale anywhere. Listen, the only way they're there for you is through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich, he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. I would say this, a rich Christian enjoys the abundant life only Christ can give. A rich Christian realizes the abundant life that God desires for you to have. I want to finish over in Psalm 23. I want you to turn over there if you would. I know it's a familiar passage of Scripture. But I believe that Psalm 23 accurately describes this abundant life. That I believe as we read through this, if you'll look for it, you'll see the peace of David as he places himself in the shepherd's care. The Bible says in verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Even in the presence of problems there in verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The picture of David as he sits at peace within the shepherd's care. You know, as we begin to look back, and again, I know it's already been stated tonight, the end of the year and the beginning of the year brings with it a time of reflection on things in the past. And it certainly brings with it, just looking forward, the idea of maybe some resolutions or some thoughts of things that you might want to change as you go forward. And I would say this, as you look back in the last year, maybe you've looked back and you've seen some valleys and you've seen some hard times. Certainly as we look forward, 2018 brings it with it some uncertainty. But can I say tonight, what remains certain is the care of the shepherd. As you look forward, may you find your way in the shepherd's care, and may we as rich Christians start living with the riches of the grace of God as we live this life. Let's have every head bowed and every eye closed this evening. What a blessing it's been to be in church this evening, and I trust that through all the messages and through the music of the Lord's spoken to our hearts. Certainly we've heard from several different passages, and at this time we want to give opportunity to just have a time of invitation, a time to respond to the preaching of God's word. And I don't know how God may have used one of the messages in your life tonight, or a thought that was stated, or even one of the songs. Perhaps as you're looking forward to 2018, there's some things that are weighing heavily upon you. Maybe it's a trial that you're currently experiencing, or maybe it's the idea of getting greater involved in ministry, or just some idea of placing yourself in the shepherd's care. As we look to the year 2018, and as we look to the final service this evening of 2017, maybe a great time just to come to the altar and just ask the Lord to deal with you and to help you, and maybe to make a decision that you need to make. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we are so thankful for your goodness. We pray that you'd help us tonight, Lord, as we would look to you. Lord, we're so thankful for all the messages that have been preached and how you've used each and every one of those in our lives. And I pray across this congregation, Lord, tonight, that we will have a mind for spiritual things in this coming year. Lord, I pray if there's decisions to be made, that they'd be made. In your name I pray, amen.